Wells Fargo, this is TJ.
Hi, TJ. This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good, good. I have Amy Hassenauer, one of my partners here in my office with me.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy. And I have about seven of us on the phone.
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's short notice, so imagine what it's like.
Good, good. So tell me, give me an idea what you're thinking about here and what you guys have kind of out there, and we'll chat.
Okay, cool. So just so that we're clear, and I love transparency and being straightforward, so there's seven of us now, but what we'd like to do with your permission is just to record the call so they can listen later, and we don't have to replay everything and talk about everything, like one by one.
That's absolutely perfect.
Okay, great. So we have your consent. So, but BZ, wonderful, amazing BZ, will be doing the talking of what we're looking to achieve. She has a better verbiage and knowledge than I do. So we're looking, as you can imagine, we're always looking to expand and to do new products. You know, that's what we're looking for, a new product, I think. But I'm going to hand it to BZ. So BZ, this is TJ and Amy.
Hi, TJ and Amy. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good. What we are, we're a group of individuals, actually. We're trying to do this in an efficient manner so we don't waste bankers' times or our time. And we're looking to set up individual accounts that would be personal accounts, and also for some people it would be business accounts. Some people already have projects in the works, and what we're doing is pulling from funds that we have of our own, each individually, from a global trust. And then we would be coming in or speaking with whoever's the best banker who's interested in the scope of the business that we'd be bringing.
Okay.
And Amy said she had a connection with you. And so we're just trying to see if that would be the case.
Give me an idea. As you talk about, and I apologize, in our world, account can mean a lot of different things. We can open a brokerage account for people. We can open a checking account for people. We can open, LLCs, of course, fall into that on the business side of things, as you talked about a possible business thing. So give me a... maybe a little bit of background about
you have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure
to listen
about
to your message,
is.
Press 2. To re-record, press 3.
Okay, I'm sorry about that, TJ.
That's okay. Yeah, so like, just give me a little bit of, you know, a little bit of background. I just want to make sure, you know, we appropriate the right people from our team. You know, however it may be, I mean, are these people from a demographic located in the same geographical area? Are they located, are they all over the country? Are they, give me some, just a fuzz of background on kind of what maybe.
Sure. Sure. It's a global trust, so the people who are interested, the individuals are global. I'm just looking at this call. We do have two Canadians on the call right this minute, and we may have three Canadians, and I think the rest are from the U.S. right this moment. So, again, each person would set up an individual account, so they would do the accounts for themselves, just how you have your profile and build your information. You would do that individually. We're just calling you as a group so that we can have this conversation and be as effective with our time as possible.
Sure.
So as far as the accounts, again, it would be up to each person, but I can give you a general scenario. For myself, I would open up a personal account so that I could handle, you know, purchase of my home and the regular things that I would use a personal account for. So checking would be a checking account. We're interested in non-interest-bearing checking accounts. And we would... some would also open business accounts because they have projects in the work that have to do with service-oriented or nonprofit-type projects for the community. And what we would be doing is then coming in, funding the account or having the initial deposit of the account be drawing on our portion of the global trust that each one of us has.
Got it. So the money would come from a distribution out of the global trust into a separate account. So my assumption is, and correct me if I'm wrong, right now everybody that's part of this group, they have certain accounts that they use that, you know, they write their, pay their electric bill out of per se. But this would be a separate account which they're looking to ultimately get because of the fact that they want to segregate the funds that they receive from the global trust.
That's correct. And for me personally, because it's the only one I can speak for, it would be that I'm looking to build a partnership so that I can do the things that I'd like to do from a personal perspective, and then from, as I said, a business perspective and doing good out in the world. So I would want to build my team to do that and use the transfer mechanisms and the services that Wells Fargo would provide if they end up being the one that's interested in the business that we all have to offer.
Sure. The Global Trust, how was that created, and the funds that are in there, where was that funded from?
That's funded through, I can send you documentation, which will make it a little bit easier. I don't know if you've got an email, I can send that to you through, but they are funds that have been reclaimed back from the accounts that were originally set up for each person on the planet. And so those funds are taken through, they're done through the UCC filings. Are you familiar with UCC filings and bank trade and finance regulations and how all commerce is done?
Sure.
Okay, great. So they're done through that, and then as each person comes in with their certificate of value for the deposit, initial deposit they would make, they would bring that in, would reference the filing numbers and all of the paperwork that needed to go with that. So that would be clearly done with each person.
And then will the individuals that are part of this ultimately get into redemption out of the Global Trust? Is this a one-time redemption, or going forward, would there be multiple distributions out of the Global Trust into these accounts?
These would be, well, that would depend on each individual person, but the value resides within them, so that's their personal choice. I do know, again, from my speaking, from my perspective, that it would be an initial deposit of $500
million. Okay. All right. In terms of, and I know you've been very clear as to yours, do you believe there are any people in this that, you know, would raise their hand and say, you know what, I'm going to get X amount, I want to take half of that and put it into an account, a non-interest-bearing checking account, which I can use. The other half of it I'm going to put into some sort of a broker-dealer account where there's an assigned financial broker or advisor. Is there anyone who's kind of raised their hand amongst the group that you're aware of that said, that's something I have interest in and need a little guidance on?
Well, I think, again, I can't speak for anyone else, but I can give you my thoughts on that, is that everybody would be interested in opening up their own individual accounts, and then they already have their plans for what they want to do with that. So I think the general answer to that would be no, not really. People, as we've talked about this, there would be the traditional or the customary 10% discount fee off of that initial deposit for the services that the bank provides. So that would be where, you know, your piece of the pie, as it were, comes in.
Yeah, right. And, you know, the reason I ask that is because the way like a bank like Wells Fargo is set up, so we have Wells Fargo Bank, and then we have Wells Fargo Advisors, and they're governed under different governing bodies. You know, clearly the Advisors is a broker-dealer platform that buys and sells certain, you know, non-principal guaranteed things, and the bank is, you know, comes from a different channel where it's FDIC insured, the money goes into deposit accounts, it runs under a whole different set of rules, and not that that's creates any issues. There's just certain different people and partners that we involve to make sure we're delivering, you know, kind of a comprehensive solution set, as opposed to here's your one size fits all and take it or leave it.
Right. No, I appreciate that, JT, and I'm sorry, TJ, and I appreciate you kind of going over that again. Like I said, I can only speak specifically for myself. I was pretty sure that Amy had said you were, we were in vice president of the private banking end at Wells Fargo. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So yeah, I would, I think to be, to give a general answer to your question, probably would be to say that we'd be more interested in dealing with the private banking side. So
a transaction, and I that's good, because you know, you were clear, like, you know, a non-interest bearing checking account that you could ultimately run certain transactions out of, and you even, you even referenced some of them, which is, you know, definitely easy for me to follow, which was good. Some people don't even have that, you know, most people don't have that background. Well, we don't really know, or that, I mean, you were clear exactly as to what you'd put together.
Yeah, I'm not certain on all of your inside lingo, so I'm doing the best.
No, no, you were good. You were spot on, which is good. So in terms of what can I produce for you and your group and everybody on the phone or people who may listen to this call, what can we produce that would, I guess, encompass kind of, here's our solution set, here's the kind of things we can provide for everybody. It may work for some, it may work for none. You know, give me an idea a little bit of what we could give you guys that would service in a deliverable to all your kind of partners.
Well, I think, again, the simplest answer with that is, and this is obviously just an initial call and contact to generate a conversation and a relationship, build rapport. I would think that it would be helpful if we knew that you are our person to speak with, then we could perhaps what might be good is to give you a little bit more information and background via email packet that we have put together, or a fax, whichever is easier for you, that gives you some more details about that. But what we're looking for is a person high enough up in Wells Fargo that has the savvy about bank trade and finance and what it is we're trying to accomplish, especially on the private banker side, and the scope of the accounts that we would be opening, that we could all build a relationship with and then proceed forward with that.
Sure, sure. Well, good. I mean, and that's perfect, because that's exactly what I had in mind kind of just within the last hour as we put this call together, is get a little bit of a baseline to figure out where we're starting from. You can't tell where you're going to go if you don't know where you're starting from. So Amy has my email. It's pretty simple. It's tj.marini, M-A-R-I-N-I, my last name, at wellsfargo.com.
Okay.
There's no hash marks or underscores or anything silly like that. Just tj.marini at wellsfargo.com. I would be very much excited to get the stuff emailed me that you spoke to.
Okay.
What I will do from that is I will evaluate it internally here, make sure. I mean, the beauty of Wells Fargo is, the answer is 99% of the time yes. I mean, because there's not very much that happens in the world of banking that we are not involved in. I mean, that's the beauty of working at Wells Fargo and having the power of the balance sheet that we have.
I'm very glad to hear you say that.
Yeah, the key do you have somebody, like as you identified, like myself, who can work internally as an advocate to make sure we're delivering the most appropriate team to you, so we are not wasting anyone's time? And that will be my role. My role will be to make sure that I have the right people at the table when it comes time for you all to make the decision on how we can put this together.
Great. And just a couple points there, just when I'm making my notes here. Can you give me your actual title at the bank, just so I have it when I send you the packet of information?
I'm the vice president and senior private banker. I work for Wells Fargo's private bank, which would be our high net worth, you know, wealth management piece of it. We have regional private bankers who work with a certain, you know, ultimate net worth and below. And then we have a family office piece to our business that's run out of 13 markets in the country, where, we're working with certain folks that have, you know, a liquid net worth north of $100 million. They've turned over the keys to the car and say, here, take care of all that. So we kind of capture everything, above the affluent and below the ultimate high family office piece.
Okay, great. And it wouldn't be a problem for you to accommodate the scope of this of the accounts you want to open, whether they're just in the United States or if they're global?
No, that should be fine. I mean, we have offices in Frankfurt and in Singapore and Hong Kong and
Australia?
Yeah, they're a big market, Australia.
I don't know if we have an office in Australia, but I do know. I mean, I actually have a client who lives on his yacht off the coast of Australia, and I have not run into anything, but I'll check on that and how we're governed in to do business in Australia.
Okay, great. But and I'm sure that we could work something out.
So, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I will also post TJ's information in our posting, BZ.
Great. Don't worry about doing it now.
All right. No, I'm not. But so is it easy now with all of the technology to sort of do banking more virtually than people having to go to the office and do all of this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, through an iPhone, you can deposit a check anywhere in the world by taking a picture of it and, you know, running it through the Wells Fargo app. You know, anyone building a new bank branch anywhere, I'm not really sure what their motive is, because we do probably 90% of the things are on a remote capture, especially at the high end, because our clients just don't have the time to go into a branch.
That's, and they're very mobile.
Yeah, it's very mobile, and it's very much, it's very much in the old days, the fear was that if you were doing things on the internet or mobile, that it was not secure. And I think the world has basically figured out that that is the most secure way to do things now, as opposed to any sort of paper mechanism where human error can come into play.
So what to open an account? Can that be done virtually as well and not have to go into a branch?
Yeah, you don't have to go into a branch. I mean,
okay.
I mean, we have to satisfy the government's requirement that we know our customer.
Okay.
And that in the form of, you know, IDs, communication, ways to reach people. That does not mean I have to shake their hand in front of me or any other means of direct connection. So, no, we open accounts. Now, is there a fair amount of information? Yes, but that would be consistent through any financial institution in the United States of America, because we don't have a choice. That's the Dodd-Frank Act that says you better know who you're doing business with or you got a problem.
Yes, we would all agree with that.
Yes, we would.
Okay, great. So it sounds like, TJ, the next steps would be to email you this information. And what we'll do is we've put together a letter that we'll address to you that gives you a summation of our intention and what we're speaking about, some of what we already talked about today's call, and then also some background information that gives you a little bit more information so you can do your own due diligence to let you look up the UCC filings for the One People's Public Trust, where all the funds would be coming from for each person who chose to open an account with you.
Perfect. Yeah, that would be good. That would be good. Yeah, because as you can imagine, the tracking of money over the last 10 years, the importance that has been put on that is very supreme. So, yeah, the information behind ultimately where the funds are derived from is a big deal, because that's where, unfortunately, 12 years ago today, everybody who was involved with that crazy tragedy had some sort of bank account and some sort of tracking mechanism. We could have known who all those people were, and we just chose not to track it. So.
Right. Well, everybody on this call, I don't speak for anyone, but I can say that everybody's well aware of exactly where money comes from, how it's created, and how the various accounts, loans, and so forth in bank trading finance are created.
All right. Well, good. That helps in our end too. So.
Great. And TJ, can you just give me, you gave your last name, just spelling one more time so I've got it on my notes here, please.
Marini. So the word martini without a T.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate you taking the time, and Amy in your office as well.
And Amy, do you want to be CC'd on the email as well?
I could forward it on to everybody
great.
Here.
All right.
That would be, yeah, you can send it to me.
Great. Well, thank you
all
so
right.
much for your time. I appreciate
thank you,
it.
Thank you, TJ, and thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, TJ.